Okay, let's get underway. Nobody responded with the jumping on the spot there about sharing your elevator speech, so I think we've covered all of them. And let me do this real quick. Okay, let's get underway. ICANN attitude lesson number 7. Tonight we're going to cover two things, as we usually do, and I'm thrilled to be back in the saddle facilitating tonight. Rita will be with us next week with her normal voice, not with her, what I call her sexy voice, that scratchy, that smoke 2 packs of Marlboros a day. Voice. That's not what we're going for. 3 P's and lesson 7. So I need someone to jump up right quick. Someone who's newer, not somebody who's done ICANN for, let's say, 5, 6, 8 or like 12 sessions like myself, but somebody who's newer. Tell me about the 3 P's. What are they? Because we committed them to memory. And how did they impact you?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Judy.
So, what I picked up on the 3P is about taking, like in a presentation, you have to realize that all rejection, whatever happens that doesn't work out the way you think it is, don't take it personally. Because it's not me, and it's not a permanent thing, because the next time it may go differently, and it's not pervasive, because it's not going to happen every time. So it's the 3 P's that I picked out of that lesson 7, and I guess the not personal thing is probably the toughest one that I'll find, because it's rejection. You know, they say, keep going, and one of the times it will shift. And I found that happened twice to me recently, and one was with the duct tape, and another was with the flip-flop. So that helped me, it encouraged me, I should say, encouraged me to realize that it isn't personal, because somebody didn't accept it, but somebody else did. So it wasn't a permanent situation for me.
And you said the first one was with the duct tape, and the second one was with what?
With the sports bottle, the Timex sports bottle.
Oh, sports bottle. Okay. Yeah, I like the way that Marty talks about the word pervasive as being, a $25 word. And when we can wrap our heads around that and realize, okay, let's regroup, let's reboot, and it's not a big deal. Excellent. Thank you, Judy. Who else wants to talk about the 3 P's?
Hi, this is Elaine. I think I'm unmuted this time.
There we go. We can hear you loud and clear, Elaine.
All right, good. His first one, it is not personal. On his very first page, he said something that really got me. When you decided to have your own business, you gave up the right to be offended. Period. End. So, like, get over it. You know, he didn't leave any choice. And I just thought that was so cool.
And Elaine, I'm curious, because as a long-term educator, did you ever get offended by your students and take it personal?
Not very often. No, actually not. Not very often, because, and as also a singing teacher, as well as a school teacher, you have your own little environment, and you're in charge, and pretty much what you say goes. And that's a nice place to be, actually. And so these kind of interactions that are business interactions, they can really get me. I told my biz buddy that a man that has just a horrible back. I've been talking to him for quite a while, that we have some things that could help him. And I've been trying to get people on the 5:30 Pacific Time sizzle call. Just 10 minutes. And to me, that call is all about hope and listening to different stories and saying, wow, what can this do? It's just a really, there's a lot that's packed into 10 minutes. But what he heard was, we would like some people to do this with us. And so he listened to one 10-minute call, and when I got him on the phone the next day, the first thing out of his mouth was, said exactly like this, we don't want to do this. And he is normally like this really funny guy that laughs a lot, and that was so not what I expected. I did take it personally, and I couldn't even think of a thing to say. It was all I could do to stay on the phone and not hang up. I just couldn't even think of anything to say. I mean, it turns out it was a happy ending after that. But, but it really surprised me because I internalized how he said it and what he said. And, my business partner said, why didn't you just say to him, oh, how come? But it shocked me so much I couldn't even say that.
Yeah. The world of business is, and I think that was in lesson six when Marty addressed the fact that there's many a world leaders that have probably not ever cried themselves to sleep because of a failed elevator speech or a failed presentation or a failed something, and then it has happened. But when we choose, I'm so glad you brought that point up. When we choose to be in business for ourselves, we give up that right because we owe it to people. There's this small remnant of folks like us that understand, and I do hope, and nobody said they couldn't open it, so I hope that everybody was able to view that 12-minute teaser to the documentary that I sent last week, because that does such a beautiful job. And one mail that I sent it to a gentleman said, Vance, I was bawling at the end because it was so moving.
You just said something else that was another huge takeaway for me in this lesson, was that in acting professionally, that's something that we owe to them. And that's a different way of looking at it. And that's very helpful for someone like me that comes at this business from academia, where it's research-oriented and information-oriented, but not really people and relationship-oriented. And so when you realize that you're doing stuff, not necessarily to make money, or not even necessarily to give out information, but you're doing things because whatever it is you're doing, that's what they need you to do so that they can see the whole picture. That's huge for me.
Yeah,
this lesson,
exactly.
This lesson was a really, really good lesson for me.
Well, it sounds like it. I want to find a quote that I shared with Rita on Monday, well, actually with the Nikan prayer team, Rita interpreted it differently than the way I said it, which actually she wrote it down. But this is it, and then I'm going to stop talking and let other people interject, because this is one of the things I took away, and I morphed it. A passionate pursuit of good things with blind faith unleashes God's creative force into our life. And that's what we do with Nikan. It's a passionate pursuit of good things. And we're not doing it completely blind, because Marty's giving us these tools to utilize. But when we do that, there's going to be an amazing creative force by our Creator that is going to be unleashed into our lives. So, who else? Lesson 7, the 3 P's. What else did we glean from this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Go ahead, Karen.
I like commitment, moves, providence. That's law of attraction in three words.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Gary with a connection, and that is
go for it.
I like the last line from the first lesson where we say, I make up my mind that right here, right now, I choose an I can attitude. And then in the William Murray quote, and the last two sentences, boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Well, I read that, and what I took action, I stopped the lesson and made a phone call, because there are times where I feel like I'm vibrating at a higher level and I'm just firing on all cylinders, but then I carry out the lesson, and then by the end of the lesson, I may not be on that same level. So I stopped what I was doing, and there was this person that I had been meaning to call, and so right then and there, I called that person and left a message. So begin it now. I did it right then.
Taking action yields big results. And Gary, I learned from you and others to morph those 15 words that we finish the mantra with. I make up my mind right now. And instead, for me, I morphed it instead of saying, I have an I can attitude, I change it to I am an I can attitude.
Great. Love it.
And I had a former consultant who's just renewing. She's actually coming, reinstating back as a silver. I had her laughing hysterically when I said, Satan only gets 4 minutes of my day. That's it. I listen to NPR for 4 minutes a day. That's it. Because that's it's all negative, and it's just. But I have to listen to something that's going on in the world, just to have an idea, so I can stay at least plugged in. Because our local news is just pure drama, as Marty says. So that's all I do, and that's it. And when we morph that mantra to fit our personality, it's going to take on new meaning, new definition. And it's going to, as I said earlier, it's going to unleash more into our lives when we take ownership and make it our own. And by now, we should all have it memorized. And if you're not quite there, keep reciting it. Keep reading it 5 times a day. And you'll have it before long. Who else? There's a lot in lesson 7. Go ahead.
Positive power, change happens when you take action, and power in action spawns positive results.
Absolutely. And I think I exaggerated.
Rita, I think you're on the wrong call.
I'm sorry. How come?
Your voice.
Oh, yeah, take a cold.
maybe it's lucky strike. Maybe it's not Marlboro. You know, I don't know.
I don't smoke.
I know. My dad was telling a story last week, and he said, yeah, I met a guy recently that he only has to use one match a day. One match a day. That's all he likes is one match a day. Now, of course, he goes through two packs because he likes one off the other. I thought, oh my goodness. Anyways.
Okay, I got it. Vance.
Go ahead.
All right, it's about planting seeds. It only works if you work it, and if you keep doing the right things, habits will form.
Hmm. And why did that sink in deep for you?
Well, you know what? I had a person named Vance said something about planting seeds before. So that kind of reinforced that. But I also wanted to teach repetition also.
Excellent. Okay.
I'll go next.
Hey, yeah, Vance.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is. I'm just going to comment on again a little bit more about it's not personal, and my son has been very agnostic. I think would be right. It's my oldest son. He's 51, and he's got a lot of issues going on with himself personally. He also, but he takes on some strong things like he's a teacher in the Multnomah School District for teaching very very difficult children. They're so difficult, they have one aide for every two, three people in the class, and he only has eight people in the class, so you know he's got his hands full. And I was trying to get him to look at that little video on the grounding, and I had sent it to him a couple weeks ago, and I asked him about it here in the last 3 days if he'd listened to it yet. That was the second time I'd asked him in 2 weeks, so I really wasn't pestering him. And he was just trying to drown me out. He just got, it was like, I'll get to it when I get to it, Dad. Just back off, you know. And I thought, you know, he just really doesn't get it because he's been kind of that way all along, so it's nothing new. But the thing we got to remember, it's not personal. It's about them. So keep your compassion. So I didn't fight him. I just changed the subject. We hung up and on good terms. I thought about it a while, and I sat down, and I used a phrase out of Lesson 6, and I said, you know, Steve, your determination to ignore the obvious is almost humorous. And then I said, you are far too smart to be the only thing standing in your way. And he has not responded to that. So I
And you folks, you have to understand, I know Steve and I've known him for quite some time, and that Larry, you would actually use that on him is just priceless. Absolutely priceless. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay, I'll go next.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Lucretia, and then Ron.
Okay. All right, so for personal, what I resonated with was keep your compassion. And then permanent, they weren't quite ready and persuasive. You may have not caught their attention. And why that resonated with me is because I've been dealing with my stubborn brother for almost a year and a half. He bought products from me, and his wife is just so opposed to using them. He put a shower head in their bathroom, and she put a splitter on there so she can continue using her old shower head versus the Neekin one. So he loved the shower head and his sports bottle and insoles, and so when I said, hey, it's time for you to reorder your filters, he says, oh, not right now. I already knew what the not right now was because the last time I had went there, the shower head was down. So I kept my compassion. He's a car salesman. He's a manager. And so he wanted to see what my compassion was really about Neekin because I'm always talking to him about it. So I said, I know you're not interested, but I know, you know, you have a lot of car sales people that are on their feet all day and that are going through some tough times, and why don't you just give me a couple of referrals? And so I had talked to him about these referrals a few times, maybe two or three. And so one day we were just talking, and I just got really aggressive, but in a gentle way. And he says, okay, I'm going to give you two referrals. I'll call you with them in the morning. And he did. So
Wow. That's
why those three components kind of resonated with me, because he kind of like gave in. And I said, you know, so if I do some good work with your employees and they want to sign up and join in, or they use the products, you know they're going to be talking about them. And they're going to want to give me referrals because I'm going to ask. And when I started taking all of your coworkers under my wing and, you know, letting them enjoy this journey, I'm going to always call you before they do it and say, hey, are you ready to join? So that's kind of... how that resonated with
you. Oh, that, Lucretia, that's just awesome. That's just awesome. Oh, wonderful.
Ron. Okay, I have Renee's and then mine. Renee's thoughts were on working on principle, and she says, my choices, whether to be on principle or not, and which results would I rather have? And she said it was a no-brainer. She wants to be on principle. And then sooner or later, your feelings of fear and loss and uncertainty and lack and humiliation, all that disappears if you just stay on principle. And then my thought, somebody also talked about action. Change will only happen if you take action, and positive action spawn positive results. And if you take the action, you're not failing. You've already won. So we don't do negative. In other words, if something occurs that puts you in a bind, and you don't know how, don't know what to say, and just learn from it. You know, don't beat yourself up. Don't do negative. We've already won if you took the action.
Yeah, and please, if everybody can really hear what Ron's saying, that the negative self-talk, Marty really did a great job of explaining that in this lesson, is we cannot allow the minions, that's what Dr. Wayne Dyer refers to them, in our minds, those mind minions, they will crucify us if we allow them. And we cannot beat ourselves up and second guess. We do the best we can with what we know, and we move forward. And when we take that action, that it literally moves providence. My favorite quote in the entire world is simply this: God does not give us overcoming life. He gives us life as we overcome. We have to be the overcomer. We have to take that action, take that first step. We got a couple minutes left. Anybody else?
Dan?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Suzanne. I have a little tip for people that was introduced to me by a friend from church. Taking it personally is something that I work on every day because it's a challenge for me. So some of you are aware of this little tip. How many people have Q-tips at home, whether they're the Q-tip brand or not? I have Q-tips around my house, and Q-tip stands for quit taking it personally. So my friend Kim shared that with me one day, and I went home and I grabbed a bunch of Q-tips and I have them around the house so that when I need them I can just stare at it. It doesn't always work, mind you, but it does help.
Oh, that is the best tip I've heard in such a long time. I will never look at them again the same.
So, I'm glad I can help.
This is Auntie Ann, and I want to follow up with Suzanne, because that's what I was going to mention, and I was going to credit her, who I don't know where she got the idea from, but I have one in my car that sits there and looks at me, and I find it extremely helpful to have these little Q-tips around. But I want to mention something else on a personal note. Nothing will try your patience more than a two-year-old. And I have been, my husband and I have been with our two-year-old now for over, our grandson for over a week. And every time I am ready to jump at him because my patience are totally exhausted by the two-year-old, I start thinking about how would I want to be treated in answering my husband and talking to him. And that has made such an impact on how would I want to be treated? Do I want to be barked at just because my spouse is out of patience? Or a customer who told me that the Kenko touch didn't really help him? Do I want to bark at him? No, how would I want to be treated? So that, on lesson seven, I think that goes along with not taking it personal. How do we want to be treated? And that really helped get me through the week a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you, Anne.
Hi, Vance. This is Vance?
Yes, go ahead, Vera.
Hi, this is me. Anyway, hi, it's nice to hear everybody. Anyway, I am back. I am here. I feel so, so good. And to take things personally, I learned how not to do that a long time ago. If I did, I would have to really beat myself up for the last several years when I got really sick and I couldn't do much. But I knew that I'm going to come back, and I kept that in my mind, and you know what? I am back, and I feel better than ever. So I know what that means, not to take things personally and keep on going in the direction that we want, and, you know, we don't do things only for ourselves, but do it for others, and that makes us better.
Absolutely. Amen and amen. Wow. the lessons just keep getting better, and it's amazing that one lesson can be heard by 20-plus people, and each one of us gets a totally different nugget or nuggets from it because we're taking action, as so many of us have shared, and we're applying it, and we're using the principles as we go along. And it's just absolutely amazing. So, well, on that note, because we're at the bottom of the hour, I want to say thank you.
Vance?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Gary.
Tell us again what that website is where we can listen to the recording. I heard your
I will go ahead and just send it out. I'll text it, everybody, and it'll be included. It's freeconferencepro.com, and it's easier if I just send you the link with the user ID and then the password. And if any of you guys are on Instagram or Facebook, you can do a little shout out to Kenna as she commences, 21 years. I don't feel old as a parent of a 21-year-old at all. That never even crossed my mind today. What crossed my mind many, many, many times was simply that 21 years of an amazing, rich heritage are packed into what this young lady has done, and absolutely amazing. So anyways, that's the password. It's her birthday, but I'm going to text it to everybody right now, and so you'll have it. And again, those are for the recordings of these if you don't catch it live. And all I ask is please just don't delete a recording. And if you're listening to it and you hear your own voice and go, oh, man, I can't believe I sounded so goofy, I'll just delete that. Don't take the middle school approach, okay? Please don't do that, okay? And trust me, I've been listening to these recordings for 20 years, and I'm on most of them, okay? So, and I don't delete them. So if I cannot delete them, please don't delete them, because this is the only place where they're archived, unless Steve pulls them off and puts them on Saturday AM Live. So, anyways, thank you guys so very much. And gals, keep up with the homework. This is by far the best group ever as far as staying on top of the homework and doing it. And I really truly believe that the Business Buddy implementation has completely helped with that. So, that's all. Thanks again, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you.